With your Southeast Regional Ag News, I am Haley Shipp. This is the Ag Information Network. Cover crops and cotton. If it's something you've been pondering on, Dr. Hunter Frame, a field crops agronomist with Virginia Tech Agricultural Research and Extension Centers, says to think first about the outcomes you want to achieve.
When growers think about planning or selecting cover crops, they need to already have a plan in place in terms of, do they want high biomass? Do they want nitrogen fixation, erosion control, or just participation in one of the government programs out there?
He says your objectives on how you want to manage those cover crops are going to change your decisions about what to establish.
Different cover crops have different characteristics which make them fit better niches.
He says it all goes back to that end game.
As far as planning your system, again, goals are, and as an agronomic approach, what are my goals? And then what species and what varieties of cover crops are going to allow me to achieve that goal? Really, the only way to know that is by researching and figuring out what you need to be growing to achieve those agronomic goals.
Again, Dr. Hunter Frame, a field crops agronomist.
This has been your Southeast Regional Ag Report on the Ag Information Network. I'm Haley Shipp. For more ag news, visit aginfo.net.